Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
If you have been around long enough, then you know that sometimes, even oftentimes, God says no to our prayers, and that can really sting. Sometimes it's about something small and even admittedly a little superficial, but other times it's something that we have gotten on our knees about and wept over in prayer. And it can be really hard to settle with that no. Today, I want to share with you some things that have helped me settle with and come to terms with, but also actually be thankful for God's no's in my life. And two, I just want to say, if this is you, know, friend, that God does not throw around his no's frivolously. We'll dive into this, but he cares for you so deeply. And at the end of this episode, we're going to be talking, or rather, I'm going to be answering your questions from Dear Meg. This one is kind of a fun one, not a serious note at all, and I felt like it would be a fun balance out of this episode. Also, just a reminder that if you want to listen to this episode and all episodes ad-free, be sure to check out SLP Plus for ad-free episodes, year-round Bible reading plans, access to all of our Bible studies, and more. You can check that out in the show notes. Two, if you follow along on Instagram, then you know that we are away this week, which means that I pre-recorded this episode last week, which is currently this week, but it was my week that I am sick. So I apologize for episode number two with a little bit of a sicky voice. Hopefully in that next episode, all things will be clear in the nasal passage and we'll be good to go. But all right, let's dive into dealing with God's no. And first, I just want to say that accepting God's no, dealing with God's no, and even having peace with or being grateful for the no's that he's given you in this life is possible. First things first, and this really is the core of everything that we're going to be talking about today, but it's just recognizing who the one saying no to us is. And I've actually shared this before on Instagram, so I'm going to read to you what I shared here and the verse references too if you want to take note of those things. But this is who the one saying no is, and I hope that these wash over you as a comfort. First, he is faithful. That's from 1 Corinthians 10:13. He is not slow in keeping his promises, 2 Peter 3:9. He is the creator of all, Genesis 1. He is just, Psalm 50, verse 6. He is gracious, righteous, and full of compassion, Psalm 116, verse 5. He is all-knowing, Isaiah 46, 10. And he loves us, John 3, 16. And so many more attributes, so many more qualities of God. But that's just a little bit about who the one who is saying no to us in whatever situation it may be is. And here is why that is important. If this is the person saying no to you, then we can know that for whatever reason he is saying no, it is out of a love for you, a care for you, because he knows the situation best, all of those things. Friend, he loves you best. He cares for you best. He sees you best. He goes before you, behind you, and all around you. Like I said earlier in this episode, his no's are not frivolous. He's not tossing them around carelessly. He's not just playing a game with our lives. He cares so deeply. So that's number one. That's something that's really important that we can pull from who God is and dwelling on who God is. And you know what? I think that's so important too, because a lot of times maybe that decision that he's making is based off of things that we can't see, because we are not God. We're not all knowing. We're not all loving. We're not all just, all merciful. We don't see everything ahead. We don't know the hearts of everybody around us. We don't know all things, but God does. And so what's so beautiful is that when we trust him enough to go to him in prayer about something, we can know that he's going to have the best possible answer that we could never decide or come up with on our own because of who he is. And in doing that, we can then trust that his answer, his yes or his maybe or his wait or his no, is for a reason and a good and loving reason. Something else that we can pull from who God is, and also even this last bit just about knowing, like, that he is all-knowing and he makes those decisions for a reason, is knowing that he has something else in store for us. It may not be what we expect, what we hope for, what we were thinking, what we even knew was on the table, but he has something else in store for us. But two, I don't want this to turn into like a prosperity kind of message, because sometimes the Lord's no is really heavy and really difficult. And maybe that looks like a sickness that isn't going away. Maybe it looks like a tragedy. Maybe it looks like the death of a loved one. There's just a lot of different possibilities of what things that we could pray for. And the Lord says, you know what, like his answer to our prayer is not how we expect it to be. The reality is that life is hard, and for us, it may always seem like the alternative to how God is answering our prayer seems better. I know that's been the case in my own life. I feel like if I could go back to some things and do things differently than how the Lord had planned, I would absolutely do that. But the thing is that those truths are still true about God himself, is that he's still a God that loves you more than you can imagine. He's still a God that goes before you and is behind you and all around you. He's still a God that is just and merciful and all-knowing. And he's still a God that works all things together for the good of those that love him. And that he does have something else. Maybe it seems less joyful or happy or glamorous or good sometimes to us, but he has something else for us that's rooted in a heart that loves us so much. And, you know, maybe that something else is being more dependent on him, becoming more like him, things like that. I don't know. You know, there have been things in my life that I still am waiting for the answer to of why something like that happened. But I do know that the Lord who walks with me, who goes before me, who allowed those things to happen, who answered my prayers differently than I hoped, who didn't give me the answers that I was looking for, is moving out of love for me and out of just knowing every moving part better than I do. So I just do want to say God loves you and he loves you best. He cares for you and he cares for you best. He sees you and he sees you best, and he has got you. He has got you in his arms, and he is not stumbling around. He's not caught off guard. He's not confused. He's not shaken up. This wasn't a mistake. The Lord knows. I would say my answer to how do I deal with and even be thankful for God's no is back to that first point as something that is a constant, and that is his character. It's who he is and how he loves me and how he loves you, friend. And like I said, there have been things in my life where God has said no, and that's been tough, like going to therapy tough, where it's really hard to wrestle with and come to terms with and grapple with. But something that I do always remember, like I talked about, is going back to his character and who he is, but also knowing, and this is something that my best friend encouraged me with years ago. She's actually been on the podcast, Corinne, and it's one of the podcasts she's in is one of our most listened to episodes about friendship, which is really cool. And she is just such a good friend. And as a good friend, she encouraged me with this just from Exodus. The Lord is still, no matter what is going on in my life, he is going before me. He is behind me, guarding me, and he is all around me in this life. And the same is true for you. He goes before you, he goes behind you, and he is all around you in this life. And whether his answers to your prayer is yes to exactly what you're praying for, whether it's a wait, whether it's no, he is good and he loves you so much. And in the end of all things, he has made it just so, because this world is an imperfect place. he has made it that we get to be with him and that all things become right in him in the end. Even when things don't pan out the way we expect on this earth, God is good and he will make all things right. All right, friend, I hope that, was an encouragement for you today in just dealing with God's no in really just the simple way of saying, you know, all right, what is the one who is saying no's character? What does he think about me? What is he towards me? And then letting other thoughts flow from that. Like, okay, then he's making this decision out of that character. Then maybe he has something better. Maybe he has something else. Or maybe, you know what? It's hard regardless. And I can still just trust in his character and that he is doing everything that he's doing because he knows best and he's doing it all out of love. That doesn't make his no. I want to encourage you with this too. Like sometimes, like we talked about, the no's are really hard and it doesn't make the no's necessarily less hard to deal with. Sometimes there are really hard no's, but it does mean that we don't have to crumble because of them. And it does mean that our faith doesn't necessarily need to be shaken because of them, because we can go back to the root of who God is and trust, you know what, like, even though this is not how I would have answered this prayer, Lord, I know that you care and I'm going to trust in that. And I know that you care so much that I am just going to have peace with your no in this. But I hope this was an encouragement for you today, friend. And now it is time for Dear Meg. And today's Dear Meg question, as I said, is a very lighthearted question. And it says this: Dear Meg, are you Spanish and do you know Spanish? So you might have picked up on that from a couple episodes ago. I think it was our pregnancy announcement video, which I will link for you in the show notes. If you didn't know, we're pregnant right now as I'm recording. I'm 21 weeks, so halfway along and super, oh, very thankful and very excited. But in that episode, we did speak a little bit of Spanish in there, just talking about different stories that we were reflecting on from that. And so my answer is my parents are both from Argentina, which is in South America. And I do speak some Spanish. So depending on who you ask, it will like depend on the answer of like how much Spanish. To me, I would say I'm not fluent. My mom would say that I am fluent. Basically, if you drop me in a Spanish speaking country, like I would be fine. Like I'd be able to, you know, get on and I would be okay. So I feel like I know a pretty good extent of it, but when I'm put on the spot to know it, I feel like I clam up and I'm just not sure. Like I forget everything I've ever learned. But yeah, both my parents are from Argentina. I have lots of cousins who live in this area who are also from Argentina, speak fluent Spanish. And then two spouses from like Chile and just my dad is a Spanish speaking pastor at our church. He leads Spanish ministry at our church. So we're surrounded all the time by people who do speak Spanish and are from all different countries in Central and South America. I'm trying to think. I think there are people who go that are from Spain as well. But yeah, so pretty much that is my answer summed up. And we are hoping and praying and working for our little Donnie, our baby, to grow up knowing Spanish as well. So we're working on making sure that we are speaking it more and just more knowledgeable in it. And to just, like I said, pretty much most, if not all of the family around us that live around us do speak Spanish. So it'll be a sweet thing. But yeah, parents are from Argentina and it's just so fun. Like I think that's one of my favorite, honestly, like things about me. Argentina is so cool. Love the culture. Love their love for soccer so much. Argentina won the World Cup last year, and it was truly like one of the best days of all of our lives, I think. So, yeah, really just love that little tidbit about me. But I hope that gives you a little bit more insight into who I am too, and just helps you get to know me a little bit more too. But I would also love to know some fun facts about you. So feel free to comment something, whether you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, message me something, and let's get to know each other a little bit more. All right, friend, I hope this episode was an encouragement for you today. I love you. Live purposefully and live for Jesus. Have a great day, friends.